Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Peters, here in our studios on www.goforgold.lk as we bring you hot cricket and rugby news on our podcast this morning. Let me start off with West Indies versus Sri Lanka. Play gets underway Sri Lanka time at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the weather report is that there's 98% cloud cover at Sabina Park, and the weather report or the Department of Meteorology have stated there's 15% chance of rain. Now, why I make mention of rain is, remember that the second and the third ODI game scheduled at the same venue between Sri Lanka and West Indies was washed off. So soon after the game, which is scheduled to actually conclude at 10:30 Sri Lanka time, we'll have a special communique on another podcast in which we will give you the results of this game. Then we go across to Mipur, where Australia have suffered a series loss for the first time against Bangladesh in quite a keenly contested second ODI, which was actually reduced to 42 overs. So we'll have results of that conveyed to you this morning on our podcast. And the Indian A team, the strong Indian A team, were given a surprise. They are again in a DLS method, reduced game against Afghanistan A at the Rangiri Dambulo Stadium. But our feature story today is, of course, the T20 World Cup, which gets underway at Edgbaston in Birmingham, where Sri Lanka are being hosted by England for the long opener. Australia were beaten by 5 wickets by Bangladesh yesterday at Mipur and have lost the one-day series against the Bangladeshis for the first time in the history of their cricket. Australia won 87 for 8 in 42 overs because the game was reduced to 42 overs, like I made mention earlier, because of inclement weather. Manus Labuschagne top scored with 55. There was Xavier Bartlett at 52 and Cameron Green made 25. The bowling, it was all a seam attack basically. Taskeen Ahmed 3 for 33, Mustafizur Rahman 3 for 27, and Tanvir Islam took 2 for 45. The Bangladeshis had absolutely no problem getting the target. They got to the target, 195 for 5 wickets, because they were set a target and they got there with ease. 35 overs is all they took to make the 195, but they lost 5 wickets in the process. Soumya Sarkar, the opener, remember he top scored with 42. Followed by Najmul Shanto, 41, Tawhid Ridhoi, 40, and Mehdi Hassan, 22. But we learn here is all the top order batters for Bangladesh got among the runs. Xavier Bartlett, 1 for 28. Zadam Amper, 1 for 42. Cameron Green, well, chipped in with 1 for 9. Matt Renshaw, 1 for 29. And of course, Riley Merritt took 1 for 50. Nevertheless, I think Australia will be very disappointed with their performance against the Bangladeshis. Now then, in Rangiri Dambulo Stadium, India, after scoring a fantastic score of 49 for 9 wickets against Afghanistan, ultimately lost the game because of rain interruption, and the DLS equation was made easy by some fascinating batting by the Afghanistan A team. India 349 for 9, Prabhshan Singh, 84, Gaikwad, 66, Tilak Varma as well, he made 66, equivalent to Gaikwad's score. Suryavanshi among the runs, 44. And Suvanesh Shede, who bats lower down the order, also chipped in with 40. The bowling, Abdullah Ahmad Zoh for Afghanistan took 5 for 68, and Farmanullah, 3 for 85. The Afghanistanis were set a target of 174 to be made in just 26 overs. They got to the target with one ball to spare. Interesting game. The captain Imran made 75, Bahir Shah 51, and Harshan El-Kazakil 34. So Afghanistan won 77 for 2 in 25.5 overs, needing to get to 174 in 26 overs. Very exciting cricket. Arshad Khan, 1 for 38. JS Roy 1 for 24. Now the next game coming up is between Afghanistan A and Sri Lanka A on the 13th of June, which is a Saturday. That's tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. And this particular, I think, Tri-Nation A-Team One Day Series is getting exciting because Afghanistan have beaten India, while India had beaten Sri Lanka in the long opener. So you can just imagine as to how exciting this particular series is going to be. Sri Lanka cricket has conveyed a message that gates are free for spectators who want to watch these A teams in pursuit at the Rangiri Dambulla Stadium, which is also getting a bit of a facelift. Right, then we had two warm-up games where the T20 World Cup is about to get underway. The Aussie women got the better of the West Indies women by 6 wickets in a warm-up T20 game. West Indies women were bowled out for 131. Australia women got there in the 15th over, making 132 for 4. And England and India also had a warm-up game in which England got the better of the Indians by 5 runs. England made 171 for 6 and India 166 all out in 19.5 overs. But the feature is today's long opener at Edgbaston in Birmingham between Sri Lanka and England. That's the first game. So play gets underway at 11 o'clock in the evening. I know you need to watch, you need to burn midnight oil to watch the game, but it's worth your viewership. So don't forget Sri Lanka versus West Indies, the long opener in the 2026 Women's T20 World Cup. Talking about Edgbaston, I have news. Some great players have played in this venue. It was home for Rohan Kanai, Alvin Kalicher and Brian Lara, all from the West Indies. Alan Donald from South Africa. This was his home ground. And last but not the least, our own Kumar Sangakkara. This was his home venue when he played county cricket in England. Right, before I wind up, we have one important plate rugby dialogue, schools rugby game getting underway today at 4:15 at the CRNFC. It's the Battle of the Saints between St. Anthony's College, Kartikasthota, and St. Joseph's College, Colombo. And the experts feel that Josephians will be strong favorites. It is a played game. Don't miss that. Well, that's it on our podcast for today. We thank you very much for being in our company. It was a real pleasure being your host in presenting this to you. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. And we wish you all a very blessed day.